All right, so from Elysian Brewery comes Dayglo IPA, and if you are looking at that picture, yes, it's a tiger shooting lasers out of its eyes.
That's my favorite can of all of them.
That's right. That is beautiful stuff.
It is. Let's hope the beers is good.
So,
because the last one was terrible.
Yes, Elysian makes the Great Space Dust, which is an incredible beer. If you haven't had Space Dust by Elysian, go get it. It's one of the best beers I've ever had. Elysian Space Dust IPA is one of the greatest. This is another IPA called Dayglo. This brewery, Elysian, is in Seattle, Seattle, Washington. They are a 7.4 ABV on this particular beer.
Damn.
Yeah, no, so not bad. The scent
on
this.
The citrus, you get that right away.
Yeah, the citrus on that is pretty strong.
Yeah, it comes in the room before you taste the rest of it.
That's right.
At least before you smell it.
That's right. We're going to go ahead and taste this now.
Cheers.
Cheers. That's pretty good.
I wasn't expecting the bitterness, but it doesn't bother me.
Oh, yeah, no, but it's an IPA. You have to expect some bitterness from an IPA.
No, I do.
Yeah, no, so I like this. I wouldn't say it's as good as Space Dust. Space Dust has more body to it, in my opinion, and a little bit more flavor to it. But this is good. If I'm not mistaken, this tastes like there's some mosaic in here. That's what I'm getting.
That could be.
Yeah, it's a little bit of flavor, or like a little more like body, like fruit body to it, too.
Yeah.
So, mouthfeel maybe like a little bit thicker to it. Slightly above medium mouthfeel to it, so that's where we're at as far as the body of the drink. There is bitterness, but it is nicely offset by the flavor of the beer. It's a really well balanced IPA. I'd probably go
3.5.
Yeah. I was gonna say 3.5 on that.
Yeah, no, I agree to like
Yeah, so what are your thoughts?
It's kind of weird. It actually surprised me a little bit by how bitter it was, although it's not the bitterest one we've had tonight. But I do see the balance. I do think this would be fun. This would be cool if, not that we ever do this, I don't know why, if we did a barbecue night and we had ribs, especially with like extra sauce, I could totally see this being the beer to go with.
I'm gonna keep you on these because you like do such a good job with like the food pairing thing. So I'm if we continue to do like these beer reviews, like, you know, because I'll be sitting there just ranting, oh, this has like, you know, pineapple and crap in it, and you'll be like, oh yeah, this will pair nicely with a a dry aged New York strip, and you know, and I'm like, oh okay, well yeah, I guess it does, and now I think about it, but no, that
well, no, I mean, okay, this is in part because I have a different experience than you. I used to, long time ago when I went to Palo Alto, I used to go to the counter. And they would have their burgers with the beers. Now, there was the same burgers and the beers, but it really kind of got me on the whole pairing thing. So,
nice.
You know, we don't do enough pairing with stuff we should.
No.
I mean, when the pandemic's over, God willing, soon, but realistically, we're probably looking at a year and a half, if not longer, before we have friends over, we totally should do beers with, like, little hors d'oeuvres or snacks or stuff. I mean,
I agree.
Can barbecue the hell out of stuff. We have some good beers. People could taste stuff. It'd be fun.
Yeah, I like that idea. Okay, so that is Elysian's Dayglo IPA. Like I said, and like Danielle said, it's a very good, probably very good. Very good.
We ranked it higher than average.
Yeah.
3.5.
No, it's 3.5. It's 3.5 out of 5. That's a fair rating for this. It's a good introductory IPA if you're not going full-bodied IPA. I highly recommend it. It's a very good beer. And we will be back with our next one.